on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mupulira Wanderers, Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your tickets at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the ABSA Facebook page. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Two confirmed dead after Chambishi industrial explosion. Development advocate warns planned kit for demolitions could harm vulnerable families. And in global news, Cameroon opposition slams plan to create vice president post as coup. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Two Indian nationals have died following an explosion at Yellow Stripes Resources Company in Chambishi, which left several workers injured. The deceased have been identified as Sanjay Kumar, aged 46, and Dwivet Kumar, who were among those that sustained severe burn injuries in the accident. The two were among those initially admitted to Kitwe Teaching Hospital, where they were receiving treatment in the intensive care unit after their condition was described as critical. Copperbelt Province Deputy Police Commissioner Gady Devai confirmed the deaths, stating that the victims passed away around 19 hours last evening. Ms. Devai explained that the explosion occurred in the early hours of April 3rd and is believed to have happened while workers were melting scrap metal in an electrical furnace. She says among those injured are Zambian workers Harrison Mulenga, Frederick Chanda, Webster Mwamba, Clifford Nshimbi, Felix Musa, and Lloyd Kapia. Meanwhile, community leader and Kalulushi constituency aspiring candidate Chikabala Kaleta has condemned what he describes as poor safety standards at the company and called for equal treatment of the injured Zambian workers.
I'm calling upon the minister responsible, and of course I'm calling upon the minister of labor as well to look into this issue and suspend the operations there until, one, the ambulance is given, number two, until the fire tender is provided, number three, they have now started providing proper safety attire to our people. Not only that, they should now stop overworking our people. People are being forced to work overtime. There's such accidents are happening because of forced for overtime. So certain things we have to look into them before a great danger can be caused.
Development advocate Joseph Kangwa has called for a more humane and balanced approach following a directive to demolish structures built on water and sanitation pipelines in Kitwe, warning that the move could have serious consequences for vulnerable families. Mr. Kangwa has expressed concern over the order issued by Kitwe District Commissioner once more normal, which mandates the demolition of illegal structures sitting on critical water and sewer infrastructure. While acknowledging the significant public health risks posed by blocked sewer systems and flooding of effluent, particularly in areas like Ndeke Township, Mr. Kangwa has emphasized the enforcement actions must not overlook the human cost. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kangwa stressed that protecting essential infrastructure is important, but should go hand in hand with safeguarding human dignity and welfare. He cautioned that the planned demolitions, especially during the rainy season, could leave many families exposed to harsh weather conditions and heightened vulnerability. Kitwe District Commissioner once more Ngonomo recently directed the Kitwe City Council and Inkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company to proceed with demolishing all illegal structures built on water and sanitation pipelines.
The current processes for acquiring land are often costly and complex, making it difficult for ordinary Zambians to secure land through formal channels. In light of these concerns, I urge the Kitwe City Council and the relevant authorities to adopt a more human and inclusive approach. Before implementing any demolitions, there is a need to ensure that affected residents are provided with alternative settlement or options. Reallocation plans must be clearly outlined to prevent displacement without support.
The Road Development Agency, RDA, has cautioned transport operators about scammers who are posing as RDA officials and demanding payments over false claims of weighbridge checkpoint evasion on the Copper Belt and other provinces across the country. RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anton Molowa said the fraudsters impersonate officials from the agency's Vehicle Load Management Department and demand an immediate payment of $2,000 or its equivalent in Zambian currency. According to Mr. Molowa, investigations have revealed that the scammers gather vehicle details by photographing trucks to capture license plate numbers as well as publicly displayed company contact information. He has further explained in a statement that the scammers then use intimidation tactics, threatening to block the truck from the system unless payment is made quickly. Mr. Mloa has noted that while evading a weighbridge in Zambia does not carry a penalty of $2,000, the RDA does not collect fines over the phone or through informal payment arrangements. He has since urged transport operators, fleet managers and drivers to verify any such claims directly through official RDA channels. The Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance says increasing taxes on alcohol may not necessarily lead to a reduction in harmful drinking, reacting to calls from some stakeholders urging government to raise alcohol taxes as a way of curbing alcohol abuse. Alliance Regional Coordinator Philip Chiponda notes that while sin taxes are widely recommended by the World Health Organization as a public health measure, their impact on consumption is not always predictable. Mr. Chimponda explained that many people continue to consume alcohol even when prices rise, raising concerns about the effectiveness of taxation alone in changing behavior. He further pointed out that current tax measures mainly target commercial alcohol producers, leaving out informal and locally brewed alcohol such as Kachasu, which remains widely accessible. Mr. Chimponda has since called for a more comprehensive approach to addressing harmful alcohol consumption, including stronger regulation of illicit alcohol and increased public awareness on the dangers associated with excessive drinking.
In a nutshell, basically we are saying from our side as civil society, we are very, very committed, and we know that from the side of the government, we are assured of leadership and political will. However, the biggest challenge is commitment, which has not been there. So we are looking forward that this year 2026, we are going to do better, and that our strategy of this review of the National Alcohol Policy.
Economist and policy analyst Johnny Ngan, who has welcomed government's decision to remove fuel taxes, describing the move as a timely intervention aimed at cushioning citizens from the rising cost of living. The tax removal measure comes amid escalating global oil prices driven by geopolitical tensions involving the United States and ongoing conflicts in the Middle East, which have disrupted supply chains and increased the cost of petroleum products on the international market. Mr. Nandu has noted that while the policy has been widely welcomed, it raises concerns regarding its impact on government revenue, especially that fuel taxes are a key source of income used to finance public services and development programs. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nandu has since appealed to government to explore alternative sources of revenue to ensure that development programs and essential services continue running smoothly. Mr. Ngandu has emphasized the need to maintain funding in critical sectors such as health